Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from Luke, chapter 7, verses 29 through 30. It reads, "All the people who listened, including the tax collectors, who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves." There are times when many of us walk through periods of our lives when we think we know more than God. I, for one, pushed aside a call to ministry for 40 years because I could not see the whole path to completion. I lacked the trust to even take the first step until God's insistence was so great I could not bear it. Many of us reject the plan that God has for us because we fail to make sense of it. We doubt. We fear the unknown. I invite you to reflect with me today upon that which God is calling you to do or to accept as from Him. Even if it seems insignificant, don't reject that initial invitation. Rather, embrace it wholeheartedly. In that embrace, you may just find that God blesses you in abundance in ways you never imagined. Today's closing prayer is prayer 58 for guidance and may be found on page 832 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, and the light riseth up in darkness for the godly, grant us, in all our doubts and uncertainties, the grace to ask what Thou wouldest have us to do, that the Spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and that in Thy light we may see light, and in Thy straight path may not stumble. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow morning for a new Advent devotional. May God bless you and those you hold dear in your hearts.